Seychelles Council decided to extend their temporary communication policy until mid-September to allow them time to finish their review of the recently released governance audit report and its recommendations. The policy restricts council from communicating directly with district staff except for the Chief Administrative Officer, SAO, and was implemented in May, to be reviewed before July 31. During this time, council instead sends their electronic or written communications to the SAO and acting mayor, or their designate, who passes on the communication to staff, coordinates responses and arranges in-person meetings. Speaking to the new policy, Count Brenda Rowe, who was appointed as acting mayor regarding the communication policy, commended Mayor John Henderson for following it the best of all of us. She asked to extend the policy to their first meeting in September since council is not active for most of August and to give council time to finish their review of the governance audit report and its recommendations. Council unanimously voted to extend the temporary communication policy until September 15. 2 days later, on July 19, the district formally endorsed the recommendations made in the audit report. Lindsay Vickers, Seychelles Communication Manager, confirmed the communication policy will remain in effect while council works through the report and recommendations. Jordan Kopp is the Coast Reporter's Civic and Indigenous Affairs Reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.